This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Director General of Military Operations of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, has said that strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed over 100 terrorists. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday evening, the DGMO said they include high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of AC-814 and the Pulwama blast. He stated that Operation Sindoor was conceptualized with a clear military aim to punish the perpetrators and planners of terror and to destroy their terror infrastructure. Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said the DGMO of India and Pakistan have decided to speak at 12 noon today to discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of this understanding. He stressed that Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has granted full authority to the army commanders for counteraction in case of any violation by Pakistan. On being asked about how many Pakistani planes were downed, Director General of Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharti said their planes were prevented from entering inside the border and a few planes were definitely downed. Air Marshal A.K. Bharti informed that the targets were carefully selected and the target systems that were given to the Indian Air Force were the notorious training camps at Bahawalpur and Muridke. He showed detailed missile impact videos at Muridke and Bahawalpur terror camps. He said the objective was to target the terror infrastructure only.
With the terrorists, we neutralized the terrorists that we selected to be neutralized, and thereafter we only maintained the air defense posture. However, we were relentlessly pounded by waves after waves, night after night, by his UCAVs, by his drones, and by his other unmanned aerial systems. And that left us with no choice but to retaliate, and yet our retaliation was calibrated, it was graduated, and it was proportionate.
DGMO Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai said that Pakistan Army has reported to have lost nearly 35 to 40 personnel in artillery and small arms firing on the line of control between the 7th and the 10th of May. Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said that our forces remained forward deployed in the northern Arabian Sea in a decisive and deterrent posture with full readiness and capacity to strike select targets at sea and on land, including Karachi, at a time of choosing. He added that the Indian Navy remains deployed at sea in a credible deterrent posture to respond decisively to any inimical action by Pakistan.
The forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which we monitored continuously. The Indian Navy maintained seamless maritime domain awareness throughout the duration and was entirely aware of the location and movement of Pakistani units.
Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar received a call from his Egyptian counterpart Badr Abdelati. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he apprised him of recent developments and emphasized the importance of zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Both leaders discussed economic cooperation prospects between India and Egypt. Delhi Airport continued to run its operations normally. In an advisory, Delhi International Airport Limited said, however, in the light of evolving airspace conditions and enhanced security measures as directed by the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, some flight schedules may be impacted and security processing times could be longer. It said passengers are encouraged to stay updated through their respective airlines' communication channels, adhere to prescribed guidelines for cabin and check-in baggage, and arrive well in advance to accommodate possible security delays. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, has issued an advisory for citizens that they do not touch any unknown material. In a social media post, it said these could be explosive materials that may be dangerous and cause serious injury or death to people. The NDMA said that if people found any unknown material, inform local authorities immediately. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key Khalistani operative associated with foreign-based Babbar Khalsa terrorists and one of the hardened criminals, Harvinder Singh Sandhu, who had escaped during the Nabha jailbreak in 2016. NIA, in its statement, said that the breakthrough came when it nabbed Kashmir Singh Galwadi from Motihari, Bihar, in connection with the Khalistani terror conspiracy case. It added that since breaking out of Nabha jail, Kashmir Singh had been actively associated with designated Khalistani terrorists, including Rinda. The United States announced a trade deal with China in Geneva, Switzerland, last night. In a statement released by the White House, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the talks with China were very productive and the details of the deal will be shared today. He also thanked the Swiss government for hosting the talks.
It's important to understand how quickly we were able to come to agreement, which reflects that perhaps the differences were not so large as may be thought. That being said, there was a lot of groundwork that went into these 2 days. Just remember why we're here in the first place. The United States has a massive $1.2 trillion trade deficit. So the president declared a national emergency and imposed tariffs. And we're confident that the deal we struck with our Chinese partners will help us to resolve.
Moreover, the U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Jamieson Greer said that the United States has a massive $1.2 trillion trade deficit and this deal will help towards resolving that national emergency.
I can tell you that the talks were productive. We had the vice premier, two vice ministers who were integrally involved, Ambassador Jamieson and myself, and I spoke to President Trump, as did Ambassador Jamieson last night, and he is fully informed of what is going on.
A fourth round of talks between the United States and Iran over Tehran's nuclear program concluded in the Omani capital Muscat yesterday, with both sides agreeing to meet again. U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff said the discussions in Muscat were encouraging, while Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi described them as difficult but useful. The U.S. has insisted that Iran must scrap its uranium enrichment to prevent the country developing nuclear weapons, but Tehran denies it has any such aim and again stressed it does not intend to give up the program. Buddha Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya. This day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in countries like India, Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar, Thailand, Tibet, Korea, Laos, Vietnam, Mongolia, Cambodia, Singapore, Indonesia and Sri Lanka. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted fellow citizens and the followers of Lord Buddha all over the world on the occasion. An earthquake of magnitude 5.7 on the Richter scale hit Tibet today at 2:41 a.m. Indian Standard Time. The tremors were felt across the region. However, there are no reports of any damage or injuries as of now. According to India's National Centre for Seismology, the epicentre was located at a depth of 10 kilometres. The region has witnessed multiple tremors in the past few weeks. International Nurse Day is being celebrated today around the world to mark the birth anniversary of Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing. International Council of Nurses, ICN, commemorates this important day each year. The theme for this year is Our Nurses, Our Future. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. According to IMD, thunderstorms accompanied by gusty winds and lightning are expected over northwest, central, east and south peninsular India today. IMD has said that thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms are very likely expected at isolated places but Assam, Meghalaya and Punjab. At the Archery World Cup Stage 2, India finished its campaign with 7 medals, including 2 gold, 1 silver and 4 bronze medals in Shanghai, China yesterday. In women's cricket, India clinched the Tri-Nation ODI series, beating Sri Lanka by 97 runs in the final match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.